The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy and grateful to be here today. Benny, thank you so much for flying this supersonic aircraft. And many thanks to one and all for tuning in with thoughts of prayers and heaps of love and healing to everyone, of course, who's impacted by all of the storms and earthquakes. We are thinking of you and sending love your way. Well, next week I have an awesome guests on with me. Today I will be doing a three-card reading for callers today, all hour. First card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. The phone lines are officially open. If you're feeling stuck in your career, disconnected from your life's purpose at a crossroads, trying unsuccessfully to bring joyful love into your life, we can look at it all through the lens of the reading. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already. The reason is that our reading pulls from the universe well, so to speak. And if we go to the well too often, the messages that come up can be redundant and superfluous. But I always love updates, so if you've put some ideas into place based on a reading that we did and want to share, please do. Today I'll be using the Rider-Waite tarot card deck, so feel free to follow along if you have a deck, or you can look at the cards online. As each reading is done with a fresh perspective, I don't really look at stock interpretations of a card at all. So I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. I'll be pulling cards on the caller's behalf using my left hand, as that is my non-dominant hand, and the non-dominant hand is the one that accesses the unconscious. As I look at tarot as a visual representation of the unconscious, with your unconscious on your side wanting you to succeed, nothing scary can possibly come up. However, there are scary looking cards, but sometimes those are actually the best cards. Please know that I'm not a fortune teller. My readings are not predictive, as I personally believe that messes with free will. I understand the desire to want to know when the job will come through, who you will meet and when, how something will turn out. I want to know as well. I hear you. Yet it actually can make a person feel even more frustration because the path to get to the place of joy can seem too challenging to overcome when no path is laid out. This actually yields more stress and frustration. I also always like to give a little disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or a realtor, and a reading should never be a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed practitioner. For those tuning in for this show for the first time, welcome. I named the show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with a clear intention, as I see myself a little bit mainstream and a little bit metaphysical. I wanted to have a show where there was something in every show people could use within their ability and power in concrete terms to affect change for optimal success and happiness. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power for their own strength and joy. This is done through using energy effectively. It's my belief we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen with career, love, finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels like you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit. This leads to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard but only getting half as far. I call myself the MBA psychic, as in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to embrace joy are presented through the intricacies of the cards. In addition, last year I was given the great honor of being named one of the top 50 psychics in the United States in the book Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States, which was totally awesome. So while I will be doing shorter three-card readings on air today, if you'd like to schedule a full session with me, you can do so directly on my website, which is www.elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotCom or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. As I do sessions over phone and Skype, as well as in person, clarity, guidance, and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. So why wait? Let's just get right into it and let's just do some readings. So why don't we take our first caller, Yvette. Yvette, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be able to call in today. It's my first time.
Welcome, 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 welcome. I don't have a song for you, but being the first time calling in, but it's still good to hear from you. Is there anything that you have a question about, would like guidance on?
All the things that you were saying before about direction as far as work and my mm-hmm. personal life, love life, all of those things, really. I'm kind of stuck mm-hmm. in a rut.
You and got so, it.
Okay. Thank
well,
you.
Well, let's take a look and see what the cards say. However, anyone who's worked with me knows that I am a big believer in some of the things that we do sometimes, even with the best of intention, can block our own energy. To say that mm-hmm. you are in a rut, it makes it so that anything you do, you have to work twice as hard to get out of the rut. And so mm-hmm. before you, without doing anything in terms of action yesterday, no more saying you are in a rut because those words okay. have weight and they have meaning. And so when you hear yourself say things like, I'm stuck, I'm at a loss, I'm in limbo, I'm in a rut, make sure you kind of take that back. And instead, rather than say I'm in a rut, say I was stuck and now I'm looking forward for movement. So that
okay.
it's going to be
I was in a rut, but take that back, and now I'm moving forward and looking to see what I can do now to help my situation.
I love it. Now, do you notice that while your brain might freak out when you were saying that, did you notice if your body physically felt a little bit different, a little bit lighter?
Yes.
Yeah, because those words made it suddenly possible. If you say you're in a rut, then it's much harder to get out of the rut. Mm-hmm. Here, at least now, you filed an application. you put your order in with the universe. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Excellent. Well, while you were talking, I pulled three cards on your behalf. The first card that came okay. up representing you right now is the Three of Pentacles. Pentacles talks a lot about career. And so often when we are feeling kind of just challenged in career, it can show itself out in other kind of parts of our life as well. So this mm-hmm. card that's coming up is in the Three of Pentacles. And in this card, you have three people. They're kind of in close quarters and one person is doing some work and the other two are looking at the guy. Now, these other two people are looking at this person's eyes. However, the person who's doing the work is standing on a bench. The others don't see that, But the other person who's doing the work is very cognizant of the fact that he's standing on a bench. So what it tells me is that somewhere along the way, there's a feeling that you have embraced that you have to say more, do more, be more in order to be heard, in order to be accepted, in order to be loved, all of those things. And nobody sees that. However, the more you see it, the more you run the risk of creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. Rather, just consider burning that bench for the upcoming winter season for firewood and honor who you are with all your great strengths, talents, your composite of talents, energies, and gifts, knowing that there is no one who can do what you do the way you do it. And honor all of that great strength, even though other people may not understand it, other people may not, you know, buy it, whatever it is, that doesn't take away from the fact of who you are, because your journey is completely unique and will look like that of no one else on this planet. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does.
Excellent. You know, something challenging or blocking you, the card that came up was the Ace of Swords. Now, aces are about beginnings and swords are about taking action. And so what's challenging is that there's some decisions that you're in the process of making or that you've been putting off making. Some things have been kind of tapping on the shoulder saying we've got to make some decisions. And that this is kind of some very kind of clear and sharp decisions. It could mean cutting some people out of your life, carving some people into your life, making a sharp change, career, personal life, whatever it is. And this is coming up as the challenge, meaning that if you're feeling insecure, if you're doubting your own strength, it's going to be that much harder to make those decisions that you need to make. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, it does.
Excellent. The advice on this is the Six of Wands. This is a super strong card. It is anything but the Three of Pentacles feeling insecure in the sense that this is an action card of just going forward. You see this strong person riding a horse, and in his right hand, he's holding a wand, which represents creativity, feeling inspired, letting that inspiration lead you as he's just charging forward, bypassing all the people who might be talking and gossiping along the way. And there's a victory wreath attached to that wand. Do your journey, honor your journey, just as what is authentic and what inspires you going forward. And definitely recognize that you are here for a purpose. You have gifts that can be duplicated by no one. This is the time to honor that as you go forward in strength and make those decisions that you need to make.
Okay.
I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it's been helpful, and it confirms the things that I have been feeling.
Excellent. Well, just keep doing what you're doing. Cut out words like hoping, wanting, trying, thinking, feeling, as well as rut. Take those out of your vocabulary. Just keep going forward. Please keep us updated, okay?
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. There is phone line open. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
That I still must cross as I'm going on my journey. Oh, I might be lost. And there's a road I have to follow, a place I have to...
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation. or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letterrintuit.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the deepening retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness meditation retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings today. Today I'm doing a 3-card tarot card reading for callers, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. Nothing scary. So if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You know, before I get to Sharon, so Sharon, hang on for 10 seconds. I just want to share a bit about how this song that just got played, Step by Step by Whitney Houston, came about. So the way I work is that I will get messages, so to speak, sometimes in the middle of the night, in the form of songs or movie clips that I haven't thought of in ages. They will repeat over and over again until I wake up, and then I can evaluate the message. Usually it has something to do with an upcoming client session, something I need to talk about on the show, or a point that I just forgot to mention with a prior client. So last week, had one of my musical dreams, only it was not Step by Step by Whitney Houston, but rather Step by Step by Eddie Rabbit. Now, I like Eddie Rabbit, and when I woke up, I immediately listened to the song and quickly realized that the Eddie Rabbit song had nothing to do with anything related that was going on. As you know, the Eddie Rabbit song is all about winning over somebody's love. So I took it to mean that my dream was a literal interpretation. So after realizing it was not about the Eddie Rabbit song, I Googled Step by Step and the word song, and the Whitney Houston song came up. I read the lyrics and said, that's the song. Asked Benny if he could play that song on the show. And I encourage you to listen to the song's lyrics, particularly when going through a rough time, as so many people right now are doing. And know that healing, strength, and forward movement happens step by step. So we're going to get back to the phones. Sharon, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Excuse me.
Good morning to you.
I am going to visit my sister and her family who have all moved to the Midwest. Yeah. I lost my husband about 4 years ago. And they all want me to move to the Midwest, but I live here. I really don't want to move, but they're kind of pressuring me. I'm looking for a little guidance.
Yeah, well, let's take a look. First of all, I am so sorry about your loss. And now is the time when it can be a little confusing, because what do we do now? And it's one thing when I'm always saying, listen to open doors or opportunities and gifts that come in from the universe. But then what do you do when perhaps, how do we evaluate whether or not that is truly the right thing for you? So let's take a look. I pulled three cards that while you were talking, and the first card that came up was the Ace of Wands. Now, aces are about beginnings. Wands, in this card, the universe is presenting a wand, and it is coming in from the universe. Now, that's different from necessarily at this point, is it the offer to come and move to the Midwest? It could perhaps be that, or it could actually be something very different. Perhaps you've been given an opportunity or an open door in the form of something more local, where somebody is saying, hey, Sharon, we could really use you and your creative vision here, or an idea or a passion that you've been kind of toying with, but now you see perhaps a path where you can actually take that forward. It's important to evaluate what are your core needs right now. One of the things that you may want to do is take a sheet of paper out, because I'm a big believer of what can be accomplished with a piece of paper and a pencil. Take a piece of paper and a pen and write down, bullet point out a list of what your needs are right now. Not wants, but your core needs. And making sure to tap into 8-year-old, 10-year-old Sharon, that inner child spirit. What sense of adventures, what joys, because your chapter is just starting, a new chapter is just starting. You're not done. And so we want to put that all down on paper. Why? Because sometimes when things are staying in the brain, things that are important to you it's much more easily overruled and rationalized away. When you put them down on paper, perhaps what's something that you think is important, maybe you don't write it down. Maybe something that you didn't think was that important, your hand writes down first. We want to make sure you're clear and only you know what those needs are. Now make sure that you don't have any wants, because maybe something is a want, but then what that does is it ties the hands of the universe from being able to exceed your expectation. But once you're clear with yourself what all those core needs are, it makes it much more easier to sort of evaluate any opportunity that comes in, or requests from children, as well as requests from your own self. Does that make sense?
Well, yes. And I've tried to do that. But
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say my loss wasn't immediate. It was almost 4 years ago. And I felt like I've kind of enjoyed learning how to live by myself and how to get along in the world by myself. And I'm doing okay.
I think you're doing great. It sounds like. And there is
nothing
wrong.
That's the way I feel. And
ultimately,
you know,
only
part
you
of me wants to be with my family, because I have more family now in the Midwest than I do here. But I am so attached to the area that it's it's been a struggle.
Absolutely. And only you, you're the only one who can live your life. And, you know, you can always visit. You could move. You might visit for a while and then decide to move. I can't guide you or tell you which to do because ultimately that's your decision.
Sure.
But it's important that you're making your decision from that place of strength. And that's why we want to just put it down on paper and that then you can see those more clear paths that might keep you right where you are on the West Coast. Or you might see a new path that comes up that does not have any red flags that may take you out to the Midwest. Something challenging or blocking you is the Seven of Swords. You know, now this is an interesting card. From an energy perspective, it's the equivalent of texting while walking, in the sense that the actions you're doing are moving forward. So it's almost as if you've started some process about moving over to that Midwest, but all of your energy is still going back to the known, going back to your current environment. What that does from an energy perspective, while it is completely understandable from that energy perspective, is that it cancels both energies out in such a way that you're not fully being able to focus your energy and be present in celebrating and joyfulness with your children, but also celebrating in joyfulness with your current situation. And so you want to make sure that you're separating out those energies so it doesn't lead to feeling stalled kind of in the midst of both, where you can't really get the benefit of being able to visit, and you can't also get the benefit of truly enjoying this time of your life. Because as I said earlier, you're just getting started. What I'm going to do is, if you can hang on with me through the break, I'm going to go take a quick break. And then when I come back, we'll go through the advice card. I don't know what it is, but I can't wait to find out. So hang on. We are going to take another quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. We'll finish up the reading with Sharon. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, doing readings all hour for callers. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitives coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotCom, or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. So before the break, I was in the middle of a three-card reading with Sharon. Sharon, are you still with me?
Yes.
Yes, excellent, wonderful. All right, so before the break, we're talking about trying to decide, you know, getting pulled calls to move out to the Midwest, wanting to stay present. The first card that came up was the Ace of Wands, all about this being a new start of a chapter, allowing that inspiration to sort of be presented from the universe. Something challenging or blocking was the Seven of Swords, my texting while walking card, which is basically about how the energy is not fully honoring either, because we feel sort of torn and pulled between the two, that the energy is your feet are walking one way, but your head is looking the other way, which means that we're not able to fully honor both sections. The advice, let me just turn over the advice card. The advice is the Nine of Wands. Now, this is an interesting advice card for you. So in this card, you see a person and he is guarding eight wands and he's holding a ninth wand in his hand, and he has this look of almost defensiveness. Now, I don't mean defensiveness like you stepped on my toe, but rather defensiveness in terms of self-protection and protecting the self. And there is a feeling that this pull or this call to kind of be in the pressure rather to go out to the Midwest is kind of tapping into a little bit of a sense of protectiveness where it's like, hey, no, I'm trying to guard my own space. And so it's hard to fully evaluate them, any of the opportunities, openly, because the one thing that's going on with this card is that the person who is defending all the other wands has a head wound, and they call that a psychic wound. Now, it sort of means that this is a time, or what is advised, is to release a feeling of needing to hold on and be self-protective, because that part of you that's trying to make this decision is actually the self-protective fight or flight survival instinct. It's that part of your brain, which, while it is fantastic if there's an emergency, if there's a fire going off, if there's an earthquake, then you want that energy going forward. But in terms of embracing, making this decision from a place of strength and what you want as you navigate your journey forward for optimal success, happiness, and joy, that energy is not the best energy to do that. Because in order to receive any gift, whether it's a gift that's coming in locally or a gift that's coming in from the Midwest, it would require releasing and letting go. Rather, from a counterintuitive energy perspective, this card is asking you to kind of take a sheet of paper and write down everything that you're holding on to that perhaps you can let go of. Maybe it's the feeling of independence. It's the feeling that you're angry, that you're feeling like you're being pulled away from a place. We just want to hold all this stuff that you're carrying with you is making it that much harder to embrace any of those opportunities in either staying present or moving forward. So we just want to clear that out, heal that area, put it all down on paper, and then at the end, right, however, I choose to live my life with love and joy and strength, and so I release all of this. Immediately sign your name and then burn it or shred the letter, because we want to do something that ritualizes it to the brain in a conscious way that you are letting go of some things that you're holding on to unconsciously that is being in a self-protective mode, which is making it that much harder to make this big decision. There's no right or wrong, because ultimately this is your decision as you go forward with strength. And so you just want to use all that energy from as strong a position as possible, just so that you can make that decision. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does. That's a lot to absorb and to digest, and I intend to do that. And thank you very much for your help.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Please keep us updated. And if you stay, great. If you go, you can still listen to the show and download it on iTunes. So we're not going away. So you can always have us there in your ear. So please keep us updated. And thank you so much for calling, Sharon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye. So while waiting for the next call, I thought I would just kind of talk a little bit about some scary cards, because you know Halloween is approaching, which is actually the busiest time of the year for tarot card readers, which is not what I was expecting when I started my business 5 years ago in January. But I wanted to talk somewhat about some of the scary looking cards. A couple weeks ago, I started talking about the death card and how it means nothing to do with actual death and everything to do with change. Talked a little bit about the tower card, but never really kind of was able to get into it. So I thought I would talk about the tower card. The tower card is card number 15, and it is quite an ominous looking card when it appears in a reading. In fact, the other day, I asked for guidance on navigating something that was taking place in my life, and boom, the tower card appeared. It was actually the day before I was on the Jenny McCarthy show, and you can't help but get, what does this mean? This card can come up in times of major changes, a move, graduation, promotion, loss of a job, death in the family, birth in the family. They all might be examples of times when this card makes an appearance. Notice that I said both positive as well as sad occasions, as the feelings of being at the mercy of the universe can feel the same for all types of situations. The Tower card marks a sudden shift of energy, which can lead to understandably anxious feelings. Even if the shift is one that has been planned and expected, it can still be a tremendous shock when it actually happens. It's this feeling of, Okay, here we go. In the tower card, the sky is pitch black except for a few storm clouds hovering overhead. A giant bolt of lightning has come down from the sky, hitting a tall gray tower. The effect of this lightning bolt is threefold. First, it topples over a beautiful gold crown that had rested above the tower. Second, it sets the entire tower on fire and uproots the structure in irreparable ways. And finally, the fire and uprooted building have caused two individuals to be ejected from the tower. As they fall into the darkness below, which we cannot see, they have looks of sheer terror on their faces. So, yeah, this is most definitely a shocking card when it comes up. But if you look at it in pieces, it's really not that scary. Lightning strikes the tower, which sends the crown to the ground. Even if the shift is for something positive, such as graduation or promotion, it can still be a shock when a feeling of comfort and perhaps even mastery is now suddenly taken away. You may be fantastic at your job, yet when you're promoted, no one knows who you are. You're having to learn all new things and can't easily rest on the laurels of past success. You may have been a top student at school, yet once you graduate, you're having to prove yourself in all new ways, which can make you long for the days in school where people automatically listened when you said something. When lightning strikes the tower, it sets it on fire, which causes the tower to fall to the ground. This can also be a shock. If you have a baby, which is a joyous experience, there's a bit of a, hey, wait a minute, about the fact that what you have known in the past is forever changed. And finally, the two individuals who are plunged from the tower are understandably freaked out. I look at this as the two parts of self. At the time of the shift, they have no idea if they're falling 4 inches or into a bottomless pit. Are they falling into a pile of marshmallows and money, or are they falling into the jaws of a snarling lion? We can't see the depth and breadth of the fall, so we feel the angst just along with the two energies. There's a great phrase that talks to this part in the card that says, I can't cure normal. This card says it's perfectly okay to feel unsettled during this time. And in fact, if you try to temper it down, it can actually lead to feeling even more unsettled. So that's total. It's a totally normal feeling. We're going to go take a quick break. When we come back, Spencer, hang on. And if we can, we'll get to a little bit more. If not, we'll save it for another day. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference, gonna make it right.
The Angel Lady dot net.
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 The Angel Lady dot net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm,
Sue Storm,
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
As I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Getting back to calls, Spencer, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks so much for calling. Is there anything you have a question about, would like guidance on today?
Yeah, I have a business question. I seem to be dragging with what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, let's take a look and see. So, just quickly cutting the deck, and now I'm choosing three cards. Oh, that card did not want to get chosen. And it's saying, Eve, pick a different card, and not me. All right, there we go. All right, let's take a look and see what we got here. Okay, so the first card that comes up is the Queen of Swords. So I love when clients pull kings and queens in the core position because it really talks about your strength. And so you have all the ability to manifest whatever it is you want. However, among my four queens, this Queen of Swords is the one where you can kind of save the harshest words for yourself. You can be critical of yourself and be kind of your harshest critic rather than your biggest cheerleader. This is done from a place of self-protection, but the end result is that sometimes in the act of that self-protectiveness or kind of the kicking yourself or overthinking a situation, that the actions can end up hurting you. And so we want to just change that around so that you're not having to overthink a situation in terms of a business decision that you need to make, but rather let, you know, what I talked about earlier, let your inner child be your GPS. Because in this card, there is this inner child, this little boy who's in the throne by this queen as she's trying to make a decision going forward. Let that inner child out to give you direction, knowing that your journey is going to be different from everybody else on this planet. Does that make sense? Does that resonate?
Sure, it does. And does the direction I'm going in seem like a good, powerful one?
Well, this is the thing with that. So I turned over this challenge or block card, and that's the Knight of Wands. So here's the thing. In the Knight of Wands, you have a knight, and he is on a horse. The horse is really riding him as instead of him riding the horse. And he's got this look on his face like, holy crap, where the heck am I going? So this is the question, because there's some sort of situation where you are feeling not in your strength zone, where you are feeling like, how did I get down this path? How is it that it's going down this way? Because it's not you being in charge of it. Now, here's the question about to answer that question. I am totally fine if that Knight of Wands cross is because you're feeling out of control and not really in control because you are going out of your comfort zone, going through open doors but honoring red flags. That's fine. But if that Knight of Wands is because you have, out of a need of self-protectiveness or not wanting to take a stand in some way, shape, or form, that you've found yourself out of your comfort zone but just not honoring your truth, that then needs to change. And only you would know that difference. But it feels exactly the same. And so that's why we want to make sure that you're being clear with what it is that you're looking for. Now, one of the things you can do is similar to the caller earlier, take a sheet of paper out and just write down, bullet point out a list of what your core non-negotiables are in this business direction that you're going in. Notice that I said core non-negotiables and not wants. Once you have your list written, go down each one on your list a second time and ask yourself, what if the most perfect opportunity came along, but it did not have this? Would that be okay? And if the answer is yes, then cross it off, because then it means it's a want and not a need. Then you leave it to the universe to provide those open doors. So then you know if you're honoring yourself and going out of your comfort zone as you go through open doors, you know what your red flags are, because you've had them written down. And so then you can make sure that you're not going through any door where you're compromising your own authenticity, compromising your own strength going forward. So that's a way of judging, am I just out of my comfort zone, that but it's a good thing, or am I out of my comfort zone because I'm not honoring myself? And so the big question is those red flags. And I always say, put it down on paper, because when you have, you, while it's very clear in your mind, what comes down on paper may not be the same. And that's information. What do you write down first? It may not be what you think. Is there anything that you're holding on to that didn't come forward? That's all information. The advice of this card is interesting because it's exactly in the same position as our last caller, and it's the same card, and it's the Nine of Wands. So first of all, we've got two wand cards, and so wands talk a lot about creativity and feeling inspired. Let your, you know, come up with those creative out-of-the-box solutions, anything that is coming forward, again, knowing that you're honoring yourself, that you set your own path. And your path is going to look different from other people's. And in fact, if your path is somewhat non-traditional or unconventional, then what can happen is sometimes that confuses us because we're looking for the signs and signals that other people have on the conventional path. For you, this Nine of Wands is talking about, there's a feeling of, if you go forward in the direction that you're wanting to go forward, that from an energy perspective and an energy perspective only, you got a car problem, go see your mechanic. I don't deal with that. I just deal with the energy. From an energy perspective, as you go forward with strength on this career situation, ask yourself what you're holding on to, because this card is showing that you're holding on to either fear or anxiety, or just like, I don't want everything that I've been built up to do is be taken away. And so there's that defensiveness, that posture where there's a hypervigilance, rather, that's making it challenging, because for you to see a gift from the universe would mean that you would need to let something go in order to embrace it. And so by you holding on tightly, again, unconsciously with your energy, it makes it so that you're that Knight of Wands, and you might find yourself in an area where it's like, I'm just not honoring myself anymore. And I don't know how I got on this path. How do I get myself off of this path? Put down on paper things that you're holding on to. At the end, however, I choose to live my life with love and strength and joy. And so I release you. Immediately burn or shred that letter so your brain can ritualistically see that you are releasing stuff that you're unconsciously holding on to, and allowing anything to come up on that paper. Because again, what may be in your conscious mind might not come down, come up, you might not write that down, and maybe there's something else that you do. Note how your body physically feels as you burn or shred that letter. Just be sure to do it by an open window, because if you do it in a closed window, it may burn down the house. It'd be a big mess. So if anything burning, do it by an open window. But if this is all done to get you back in a way where then you're able to determine, am I out of my comfort zone in a good way? Am I out of my comfort zone in a negative or challenging way? And if it is a challenging way, get me back onto that place of strength, because you have all the strength in order to do that. I hope this has been helpful for you, Spencer.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Please keep us updated. And thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, end of the hour. I want to thank everyone for tuning into our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show, and thank you one and all for tuning in. This is always such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.